Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Broad upon the face of the whole earth. God's will was for them to be scattered throughout the earth. But they chose to gather in Shinar. You need to read, if you don't have the book of Jasher, I encourage you to get it. And read from page 19, I believe it is, to about 25. It tells you about Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. See, the Tower of Babel wasn't just no little, you know, little towers they have down in tradition when you're going down 95 and they light up at night. It took 3 days to walk around the city of Shinar. And the tower was the whole city. It would take, they built it so high, or they built for 10 years. They got it so high that it took a full day to bring supplies from the base of it to the top of it. A full day. A whole day. So we're not talking about some little piddly. We're talking about some massive stuff. And understand, these people lived for hundreds of years, and they weren't no dummies. They walked a whole lot closer to the spirit realm than we do. And they knew things. There's engineering and things from that day that people have still not figured out how they did it. With all the technology we have today. So I just want to throw that in, because Babel and the Tower of Babel, what God did, God destroyed it. Because they were making a name for themselves against God. Okay, it was against God. When they got to the top, there were three different troops or different types of people. One said, we're gonna shoot our arrows up into heaven and we're going to kill everybody up in heaven. Bunch of dummies, huh? And there was two others that had plans. Listen, they got so high when they shot their arrows up, God deceived them. When their arrows came back down, they were full of blood. And so they thought they had killed everybody up, you know, like they was making war with God. No, seriously. See, this is what human government will do. People begin to think that they're God. Oh, we got people in government today. They think they're God. And so when God saw, he said something very important. He said, these people are of one mind and of one speech. And he said, you know, because they have tapped into this tone, this frequency, I have to go down and do something. If I don't, there'll be nothing withheld from them, because they hit a frequency. Are y'all hearing? Yes. And Lord said, if I don't go down and confound, if I don't do something, there'll be nothing withheld from them that they imagine. They were on to something. And it wasn't just a couple of weeks. It was 10 years at least that they built. And that thing was huge and high. God went down, and what he did, he confounded their speech and messed them up. So when someone at the top was wanting some kind of supplies, and the ones from the bottom was bringing it up a whole day, when he got up there and it was the wrong supply. No, it was. The ones up there would get mad and throw them off the tower. It said more people died off that tower. Uh-huh. Now, if a supply fell off the tire, off the tower, they would cry, they would mourn. But if a person fell off, they'd just let them go. That's how wicked this thing had become and how engrossed they got with wanting to fight God. Isn't that crazy? But you got people today think they're God. So that's just a little taste of Babel, humanity's attempt at self-government. That means unity without God. We got it today. Power without covenant. And authority without submission. All because Adam abdicated his throne. So what God did to negate that, God restored covenant government through a nation. He chose a nation, Israel. And it ain't the folk. Matter of fact, if you search it in scripture, you'll find, the verse doesn't come to my mind right now, but I know it's in there. It says that Japheth will inhabit the tents of Shem. Japheth was one of Noah's sons, as Ham was, and so was Shem. But the true Hebrew line comes through Shem, not Japheth, and not Ham. I'm gonna go real deep on you here for a minute. It's a misnomer. Is that the right word? For you to call yourself an African American. Yes. I know it's going over a lot of people way over the head. You that are African American, that's a misnomer. I'll talk about it another time. It is. But my point, the word says that Japheth shall inhabit the tents of Shem. That's what's happening right now. They're inhabiting that land. It don't belong to them. It belongs to Shem, the descendants of the true Hebrew. And don't just mark my word. Do your own research and listen to different voices that are heralding this same message. It's not a man of color trying to say it in a racist way. It's not at all. You'll see Europeans, you'll see Jewish teachers teaching the same thing because they know the truth. Do your research. It has nothing to do with color, things like that. No. It has to do with truth. See, this is it. See, if the devil can keep you living a lie or not understanding identity, he got you. When he loses that battle and you begin to realize who you really are and the covenant authority that you carry and where your lineage does extend to, it goes way beyond 1619, the first slave ship. I know it's Mother's Day, and we still gonna celebrate moms. Do some historical study. You'll be amazed. So, Babel was humanity's attempt at self-government. Unity without God, power without covenant, authority without submission. So God created a nation to restore covenant government. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. Are we still tracking? Yes. Exodus 19, verse 5 and 6. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. So God created a nation, a government, but it wasn't like the other governments that were governed by humans, humanity. It was a covenant government. In other words, it was these people, he said, I'll raise you up and you will be my covenant authority. You'll be a kingdom of priests to me. So God restores covenant government. Covenant government, along with that, he brought divine laws to this nation. And he brought priestly leadership. In other words, all their authority was delegated from him. It wasn't human government. It was divine government. And he lifted them up and raised them up to be a peculiar people. Above all other nations, he chose them, not because there were so many. It was his choice. He called Terah. Terah was an idol worshiper. Mm-hmm. And he called Terah to come out, to go to a land that he would show him. But Terah failed the test. He aborted his prophetic journey. But Abraham, his son, again in the book of Jasher, if you read the story of Abraham's birth, Abraham was peculiar from birth. Terah was a idol worshiper along with Nimrod. He was close to the king. And all the magicians. And they were celebrating the birth of Abram at Terah's house. And when all the magicians came out, they noticed in the sky a shooting star. And see, people understood things back then. They knew that that meant the birth of a king. And they knew that Abram was born. And I said, we have to tell the king. And so he told the king, King Nimrod. This is in the book of Jasher.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And Nimrod commanded Abraham, or commanded Terah, to bring his son to him that he might dash him against the stones and kill him. Because he didn't want anyone, competing for the throne.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.